Black Country Radio Breakfast. Now, over the weekend, it was that little thing that is called Eurovision. Now, I know it was over the weekend. I know that seems like an age away now, but this is the first time that I've had a chance to talk to you. And I love Eurovision, but this was the first year in pretty much forever that I actually missed most of the show. I only saw the bit when they're giving out the points, and those presenters from Ukraine were the most annoying people I think I've ever experienced. But something I did love, that I love every year, is Graham Norton. He is just fantastic. So with that in mind, me and producer Matt, it's time to play this.
What did Graham Norton say next?
Yes, Matt has got a bunch of clips from Graham Norton's commentary, and me and you have to guess what Graham Norton said next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was I meant to say something?
So, shall I play the first clip?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, let's hear some of Graham Norton's fantastic commentary with clip number one.
Kasia has a dog shelter and was also a pussycat doll in a burlesque show in Poland. Now, this is her father, who's a conductor, and I think her brother's a violinist, her mother's a violinist, they're all very keen.
That's already the greatest clip ever. She's an owner of a cat violinist or something?
So he's going through the family, isn't he?
Okay, right.
Yeah, so. Right.
So he's gone through her, and she said her dad's a violinist.
Yes. So what do you reckon you must say next?
I'm trying to think, is there family members that she hasn't...
Does the cat play the violin as well or something? Is that the bombshell that's coming?
So I'm trying to think because, hang on, how many family members did he go through then? He went through her and a cat.
Yeah.
Her mom, did he?
Yeah, yeah. Mom.
He said about the dad.
Yeah.
And he hasn't mentioned the brother or sister yet, has he?
No.
So I think it's something next about the brother or sister saying that they play another instrument as well.
Okay.
Okay, let's go for the answer to clip number one.
I think her brother's a violinist, her mother's a violinist. They're all very keen at the fiddling. And in fact, her brother will be fiddling with her on stage tonight.
That's so wrong. How does he get away with these things? How does he get away with saying that?
Because he knows everyone's had a drink by this point.
Obviously, only like Coca-Cola or juices. Obviously, tea.
Yes.
Everyone had too many sugars in their tea.
He's got a very strong coffee,
exactly. Right, you know what? We've got a few more clips here. Let's go for another clip.
This lady here is Demi, and she's representing Greece with her song, This Is Love. It's a great big, sort of disco ballad. It's got lots of things that Euro fans will enjoy. A beautiful singer, stonking disco beat, and...
Teasing there, producer Matt. See, now this is the reason why I'm gutted I missed all the performances for things like that, because I just know what he's going to say next is going to be amazing.
Yeah, but we don't know what he's going to say next. It could be anything.
I really don't know what he could have... he literally could have said anything next.
Well, he said two sensible things. It must be a ridiculous thing next.
He's talking about the performance, so I reckon he says something like, oh, and there's something on stage with her.
Right.
That's what I reckon he says next. You know what? Let's find out.
It's got lots of things that Euro fans will enjoy. A beautiful singer, stonking disco beat, and two half-naked men splashing around in a paddling pool.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I'm sure many people enjoyed that performance over the weekend. Right, come on, let's find another clip of what Graham Norton says.
Song 9 is Italy, Francesco Gabbani. Occidentali's Karma is the name of the song, and it was a shoo-in. It was absolutely the bookie's favourite. It was going to win, no doubt about it, because it had been a big radio hit all across Europe and tens of millions of YouTube hits on the music video. And it is a great, catchy song. However, they made the decision to include this.
Right, so it was a song that was big that they thought was going to win.
Yeah.
But then they added something to it, which means it's... now not a favourite. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Right. If you add something to something, how can it be worse? No one ever says, oh, a large fries is worse than a medium fries. No one has ever said that.
No.
So how could adding something... It's got to be something terrible that they've added. I mean, what have they added? Like a bunch of cockroaches? Is it turning into I'm a Celebrity now? Or
that would be great, wouldn't it? Eurovision meets I'm a Celebrity.
Wow. There is a TV show in that.
Get Your Nation out of here. Something like that.
Matt, we need to put some like trademark on that, because if ITV are listening, or any of the other big ones, BBC or, you know, Netflix, there's loads. Well, if any of them are listening, they're going to take that idea.
On that note, there is actually going to be a second Eurovision this year.
What?
But with choirs.
Oh,
from different countries.
Spare me.
It's in July.
Spare me.
So, you know, we get round two of Eurovision. No.
Is he going to have a trailer like Eurovision? There was a strike back.
There was a trailer in the middle of the Eurovision Song Contest, but it wasn't that dramatic.
I would like to say I'm surprised, but I'm not.
No.
Right, so let's find out what Graham Norton said next.
And it is a great, catchy song. However, they've made the decision to include this, a gorilla. Inside that gorilla is Italy's leading choreographer. I'm here to tell you.
I heard about that. I didn't see it before, but I heard about this. Yes. A guy in a gorilla, and I saw the outfit.
Yeah, it was terrible.
If you're going to like go to Eurovision and spend all this money putting this performance together, at least buy a decent outfit. Yeah.
Also, at least we now know what happened to the Cadbury's gorilla.
There we go.
Yeah,
I was going to say you need to hit on hard times to go to Eurovision, but that's another story for another time. So there we go. That was what Graham Norton said next.
What did Graham Norton say next?
And what a shame we've got to wait all the way until next year till we see what Graham Norton said next again. But, you know what, I just love his commentary for moments like this.
Now, the perfect Eurovision host understands the power of the dramatic pause.
Do you see what I did there? It was, like, super radio smart, that wasn't it?